But before we do that, it's time for the Wake Up Calls Pet Project. And Ben from Bark joins us. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us on this week.
No problem. Now, I reckon an absolute beauty today. I've publicly made my stance clear on greyhounds. I love them. I reckon they're fantastic. And we've got a beautiful boy by the name of Goofy.
We sure do, Mark. We've got Goofy. He's a 3.5-year-old greyhound, as you say. A lovely black, sleek-looking boy with a couple of white markings on his toes and his chest, and just the very tip of his tail. So he's easy to find when he's out and about. He's got a few flags on him. He's an absolutely lovely boy. He is an ex-racing dog. He's now looking for a home with a family.
Oh, fantastic. So greyhounds have one of the nicest natures of just about any dog I've ever met, and it generally across the board seems to be the case.
Yeah, look, I haven't met one yet I haven't fallen in love with. Because they're so well handled in the kennels, they're used to being around people and other dogs. So you tend to find that they're really dog-friendly with medium to larger-sized dogs. Obviously, with their background, they're not great around cats and small, fluffy little dogs. But they're, you know, Goofy's quite a sociable boy. He spends his days here in our play groups playing with other dogs. And he really enjoys that interaction with both dogs and people.
The other really interesting fact that I reckon about greyhounds that I never knew for a long time too is that because obviously those who raced just do that race, they're actually one of the laziest breeds you'd ever find with probably a couple of 10 or 15 minute exceptions during the day when they get the zoomies.
That's exactly right. They do get the zoomies. So you tend to find they're a sprint animal. They're not made for endurance. A bit like me. So after a quick walk of a morning or a game of ball or something like that, they just like to curl up on the couch and rest until they find a little bit of energy in later in the day.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. So if people would like to find out more about Goofy, how would they do so?
Yeah, so he's up on our website. They can give us a call on 5441-2209 to find out a bit more information and hopefully make an appointment to meet the lovely boy.
Yeah. Now, I guess just in closing too, he's probably just big enough, you know, little kids probably not great because when he does have the zoomies, he could send one flying, but any older kids be fine around them.
Yeah, so look, we're sort of thinking kids over 6 that are a bit sturdier on their feet. And that's a recommendation we make of any sort of large to tall sized dog, just because they can knock the little ones over.
Yeah. All righty. Well, listen, fantastic stuff. We certainly hope that Goofy finds the right home, but certainly from all the greyhounds I've met, I reckon they are lovely. So thanks very much for that. And Ben, have yourself a fabulous week.
You too, Mark. Thanks for having us on.
Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And every week it is our pet project to try and rehome beautiful animals.